Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude our study titled The Birth of John in Luke chapter 1 verses 56 through 66. This is part 2 of 2.
Verse 3, read it with me. And in the eighth day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. That's all there is to it. 7 days, they got secluded from everybody so mommy could recover. And on the eighth day, they were commanded. Now, we don't have time to run all the references, but it's interesting. You go up to Exodus, and the angel of the Lord was ready to kill. Well, there's debate whether he was going to kill Moses or his firstborn who had not been circumcised. But somebody was going to die. And so Zipporah, mama, took a sharp stone and circumcised the kid right there on the spot and flew the foreskin, flung it down at Moses' feet and said, "Thou art a bloody husband to me." Yeah, that's in the Bible. You ought to read it. It's a good book. And why did she do that? Because it's like I said, if God says something, that's it. Uzzah reaches up to keep the Ark of the Covenant from falling off the cart. Sorry, but you die. David's the one that got him killed because he was supposed to have the priest carry it with staves. Instead, he just had him throw it on a cart with an ox carrying it, and things wobbling around. It starts to fall, and Uzzah does the right thing by our thinking. But God said, if you touch it, you die. No exceptions. And people say, God is so mean. Yes, so is the electric company. Go stick some metal object in the outlet, you will die. No exceptions. That electric company's so mean. It's just a fact. It's the way it is. That's why you will never stand in God's presence in heaven in glory unless you are robed with the righteousness of Christ and have His glory. Because you can't stand in His full glory and presence. At the great white throne even, He won't be there exuding His full glory because He'll be judging a bunch of unglorified people before they're cast in the lake of fire. And so the same thing's true of the circumcision. God had this commandment to circumcise children, and He is not evil. Say amen. Amen. God is not evil. Therefore, circumcision is good. Amen. There's a movement today, and it's not just about circumcision. It's about everything God says. This generation's smarter than God. And they've decided that they're not going to do things that God had His own people do. And they're not going to do it even if it's even in dispensational matters that we know is for today. And a lot of people have decided, women preachers, it's okay. It's okay to have women preachers. And it's okay to have unrepentant sodomites as members of your church. That's okay. And so on it goes. A generation who thinks they're smarter than God. Just do things whatever we think. It's how we feel. As long as you're sincere. Right? Yeah, what I think. To me, I think. My Jesus would never, that kind of thing. However, in this dispensation, circumcision is of no spiritual consequence. So, circumcision is good. But in that day, it was required if you were going to have a relationship with God. And if you were going to be God's people, today to be in the church universal or to be in a local church, you do not have to be circumcised. And I'm thankful for that. I don't have to check. Amen? So, but this is what it says in Galatians 5:6. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Now that's the spiritual side of circumcision. Now we want a spiritual circumcision, not a physical one. Now we are spiritually circumcised. We went through that in our study of Colossians. So with that said, Christians should not join the Christ-rejecting, Bible-rejecting world bearing false witness against God on such matters, and that's what's happening today. If you're a Christian listening now and you didn't circumcise your son, or you're getting ready to have one, or you may in the future, and you don't want to circumcise them, that's between you and God. I'm not going to, you know, it's like another example is cremation. I personally don't believe Christians should be cremated. I have my reasons I won't get into because we don't want to spend a lot of time on that, but I just don't believe it. But I've done funerals for Christians. We were cremated. And I know people who have talked to me about it, and they still say, well, it's cheaper, and I'm going to do it that way. Oh, well, that's between you and the Lord. But all I can do is tell you what I believe biblically we should and shouldn't do on things, and then we take it from there. Amen? I'm not Pastor Holy Ghost. My name is Pastor Greg Miller. The Holy Ghost in you will deal with you on these matters. I can teach what the Bible teaches, and that's as far as I can go with it. You have to then listen to the Holy Spirit if He's confirming that in your heart as you hear these things. But here's what Christians are joining in on, this anti-circumcision thing. And again, if they don't want to circumcise, I don't have a problem with them. That's their baby, their choice. I'm not going to have a problem with it. But this is the stuff that's being said. Now, this is a secular source, but Christians are echoing this stuff. Male circumcision needs to be seen as barbaric and unnecessary, just like female genital mutilation. Lie upon lie upon lie in that headline. First of all, it's not barbaric. And shame on any Christian who would call circumcision barbaric. God instituted circumcision. It's not barbaric. God did not require every male Jew to be circumcised in a barbaric commandment. It's blasphemous for Christians to repeat that stuff and to say, well, I just think it's barbaric. Well, then you're an idiot. And there's just not enough of us around to tell you you're an idiot. That's why you just keep going on being an idiot. You need more Christians with the courage and the backbone to look at you and say, you know what, you're an idiot. Amen. It says it's unnecessary. Well, that can be debated. One of the stories that they reference in here is their, you know, they always tell the sob stories. Not one story back in their claim up involved a baby circumcised on the eighth day and treated with proper hygiene. Not one story. All the terrible scare stories involved, one of them was a 23-year-old man who said he committed suicide because of circumcision. Okay. I read that, I'm like, they cannot be serious. Well, they, interestingly enough, did not identify his sexual orientation. But he had circumcision as a young adult because the foreskin was causing him pain and discomfort, which is not rare. Those who aren't circumcised sometimes suffer pain and comfort even when they're not sexually involved. There are all kinds of men around the world who were not circumcised who have to take steroids, and they have to use these things to stretch the skin. That in and of itself is painful and discomfort. That's what this guy was going through, so he was circumcised as a young man. Well, it doesn't say, but if he's a sodomite and he didn't let the thing heal properly, you're talking major infection, major issues. Don't blame circumcision. I mean, if you get a cut and you don't doctor it and it gets inflamed and then you see pus and then you're like, huh, I wonder if there's something wrong there. I'm starting to feel like I got a fever. I think I'll lay down. And then 3 days later, someone finds you laying in a bed with 106-degree temperature dying. The problem wasn't even the cut. The problem was you didn't treat the cut. Another one of their sob stories was about some kid in Egypt who was circumcised. He was circumcised and they didn't even practice normal hygiene. The problem, again, was never circumcision in all the examples given here. But I want to mention this last one. Female genital mutilation is not the same thing as male circumcision. And I don't care who it is. Say that to me. Insist on that. And I'll tell you, you're stupid. Don't argue with me over whether female genital mutilation is the same thing as male circumcision. Like Ruckman used to say, go kid your grandmother. I mean, how stupid. They actually cut the parts of the woman off so that she will not enjoy sexual activity. I'm not going to get into the names of it all, but you can look it up. It's mutilation. Islam is where it's most prevalent, but it's also in other cultures. And male circumcision is simply the foreskin. It's a small piece of skin that's cut. I got news for you. I've known almost all the people I've known were circumcised as babies. None of us remember it. It's not caused any kind of... If somebody says, well, I've been a wreck ever since I was circumcised. No, you're just a wreck, period. God ordained male circumcision. Fact. Man invented female genital mutilation. That's the difference. Nowhere in Scripture is anything like the female mutilation mentioned. Nowhere in Scripture. Nowhere in history of Judaism or Christianity. It's just nonsense. So I just want to lay that out. I hope it sunk in, because if you hear Christians especially saying that stuff, you need to speak up. Folks, we got to start talking. We got to start confronting people. Stop being wusses. All right? When people say something, it's wrong. God's left you on this earth. The reason why when you got saved, you didn't just go up to heaven. It's because God has left you here to be His voice. Amen. And it's just too quiet. The silence is deafening out there. So again, in verse 59-60, back to the birth of John. And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zacharias after the name of his father. Don't you hate when people butt into things that aren't in their business? Can you imagine little baby boy born? Everybody knows I love the name Josiah. Everybody always ignores me and comes up with these other names. Could you imagine I show up? I think it was the next day we got to hold Ezra, wasn't it?
A couple days.
And but I show up, you know, you haven't signed that birth certificate yet, have you? No, we've been discussing the name, but I think we found one. It's Josiah. It's got to be Josiah. Why? Because I said so. That's what they're doing here. It's Zacharias. That's his name, Zacharias. Why? Because that's what's... Says his mother answered and said, not so, but he shall be called John. Amen. She wasn't the little mouse that couldn't speak. Right? Not so, but he shall be called John. Remember, this baby's name was announced by the angel Gabriel. I mean, that's pretty impressive. Yeah. I mean, it was enough for me that they said, nah, we'll go with Ezra. I'm like, all right, you're the daddy, you're the mommy. That's what it's all about. But imagine if I'd been there and I'm like, it's got to be Josiah. Got to be Josiah. And all of a sudden, poof, an angel. Shut up, Greg. It's Ezra. Okay. Ezra shall be Ezra. That's what's going on here. I mean, she wasn't going to argue with him. An angel showed up and said, his name's going to be John. His name's going to be John. Amen? Look back there. Same chapter. Just turn the page, most of you. Verse 13 said, but the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name what?
John.
Look there again in verse 19. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad tidings. That's not going to be soon forgotten. That's going in the baby book. Amen? If there were social media, that would have been posted. Verse 61 then says, and they said unto her, well, there is none of thy kindred that is called by this name. No, that's compared to, we get this all the time, well, I was always taught. Got that when I was teaching about the fact that it says there's rejoicing in the presence of the angels. And it's not the angels rejoicing, it's in the presence of the angels. Well, that's not what I was always taught. Well, and that doesn't matter. I don't care what you were always taught. Amen? My church teaches. Well, my pastor says. You're still missing it there. Chapter and verse, please. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah. Verses 62 and 63 says, and they made signs to his father how he would have called him. Going to bypass Elizabeth and go to the man. Verse 63, and he asked for a writing table and wrote saying, his name is John. And they marveled all. Here's a fact. You stick to God's word and your family and friends will marvel. Yep. How many of you had those experiences where you're talking to a family member or a friend and you're just saying, you know, I believe the Bible. And they're just awed by what they think is your idiocy. They think you're crazy. Why? Marriage is between a man and a woman. Abortion is murder. I believe in the rapture. How many times have family members or friends who've either rejected it or never been taught it? I mean, seriously? You believe that at some moment all the Christians in the world is just going to go up? Yes. Not only that, I'm leaving my clothes behind. Yeah. And they just look at you like, I thought you were sane. That's how they look at you. They marvel. That's what it's saying. They marveled. Yeah, that's what we got to do as Bible believers. 64, and his mouth was opened immediately and his tongue loosed and he spake and praised God. And fear came on all that dwelt round about them. And all these sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. Stop there for a second. You know, that's what you stand firm with the Word of God. And God will use you. Like Zacharias here, he's loosened his mouth, his tongue. He's now speaking and praising God. And look what happens in verse 65. If you'll do that, fear came on all them that dwelt round about them, and all these sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill country. There's those hills again. All the hill country of Judea. A lot of folks who complain about their family and friends, you know, not being saved and all that. First thing you have to ask is, have I done my part? Have I done my part? And if you have, that means at least some of them are probably not going to like you. It means some of them aren't going to invite you to their house and invite you to the family gatherings. That has to be a price you're willing to pay. And all they, verse 66, and all they that heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, what manner of child shall this be? And the hand of the Lord was with him. John was a special baby with a divine mission from conception. And there'll be much more said about John as we continue our studies in the Gospel of Luke. We're going to leave off right there, and that's where we'll pick up. Question? Comment? Charlie?
Do you have any suggestions for the second Timothy?
I was going to say, hey, moving fast here. Yeah, if it's a boy, Josiah. Or Gregory, you know. That's right up there on my list, too. Abigail is a good one. Huh?
If you get into some more boys, Michael and John and Paul.
Johnny and Jane.
That's what we need, more of them. Or if it's a girl, you can name her Jill with a G, so she has to explain that the rest of her life. Tracy? Hezekiah, that's a good one. I knew a guy, that I thought his name was Zechariah because he called him Zeke, but it was Hezekiah, and they called him Zeke.
How about
Hiram? Hiram, that's kind of a... that's a great character in the Bible, but the Masons have ruined that one for me. Hiram and Biff, yeah.
Omar?
Not Omar, no, no. John missed it. He thinks we're trying to make the kid hate us. Yes, everybody needs to calm down. She is not having a baby anytime soon. Charlie was not making an announcement.
Biblically, the biblical suggestion would be to at least wait a month.
Oh, yeah.
At least.
Yeah. I think it's...
Is it a month for a boy, 2 months for a girl?
Yeah, something like that. I read it recently, but I can't remember the exact... Yeah, I was reading about somebody just yesterday, I think, the day before. I was reading about somebody who... it was Durant's history, and he was talking about one of the kings of France, who one of the Louis, and there's like 16 of them or something like that. I can't keep them straight. But one of them waited till he was older before he had any kids, and they were worried he wasn't going to have an heir. And then he had one every year for like 8 years, and one wife, by the way. So, yeah. No, I don't know. Yeah. Oh, by the way, we can turn to 201. See, and for animals, my names always get ignored. I want Huppum, Muppum, and Ard. And no one ever uses those names for their animals either. When you're what? Goats. He is able to deliver. They go ahead and stand, if you will.
By and by, we sing.
We shall sing on that beautiful shore. The melodious song of the blessed. And our spirit shall sorrow no more. Not a sigh for the blessing of rest. In the sweet and deep by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet and sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. To our bountiful Father above, we will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our days. In the sweet, in the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet, in the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet,
amen. Amen. Beautiful.